Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, hey! We're here! You're not normally doing what you're doing right now. I know, the majority of you are in the middle of a holiday weekend. Maybe you're traveling. Maybe you are out doing something a lot more fun than working. That's all right. First of all, I just took 2 weeks off earlier this month, so in the middle of the conference finals in the NBA and the NHL, it's not really a good time to take more nights off from work. But also, I love to work holidays because I generally find that we connect with a lot of people who've either not heard the show in forever or haven't heard the show ever in their lives and are wondering, what is this phenomenon that's taking place? We tell you, my general rule of thumb, give me 2 weeks and you'll be hooked. You either love the show and you'll make an appointment listening, whether live or we do have a podcast for every broadcast of the show. Little known secret, it's a lot shorter because you don't have to sit through commercial breaks. The commercial breaks on the podcast are, gosh, a fraction of what you generally get here on the show. And you miss some of the audio elements, but you can listen to it on demand, and it's more of a compact. It's a little bit like what NFL Plus offers you during the season when there are games, and you can see every critical play of every game in about 45 minutes as opposed to 3 hours. Now, we give you all the good stuff, meaning the broadcast is basically the same except for some of the audio elements, and you can do it just by jumping from hour to hour to hour to hour on the Odyssey app. You don't even need to know how to find that. You just tell your phone or Google it on your phone. You just are looking for After Hours with Amy Lawrence or on our Twitter or Facebook. It's easy to find there as well every weekday morning. And then our guests are podcasted separately, so we make it as easy as possible. You'll want to do that if you fall in love with the show in 2 weeks, or the opposite could be true. You could hate me, hate the show, but you can't stop listening because you need to know what ridiculous, idiotic thing came out of my mouth next so that you can continue to be angry and tell the world how I'm the worst radio host that ever sat behind a microphone.
We want them to be fat and sassy and spoiled.
At least I'm number one at something. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. You can find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio. And then on our Facebook page, too, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I haven't had a chance to throw this up on Facebook yet. I will. But going into the holiday weekend, I finished the blog post I was working on about my mom. And I just want you to know that I am very touched by the number of you who've read it so far, who've either found it on your own because you subscribe to my podcast or or because you saw the link on Twitter. Either one, I'm just so grateful that so many of you have read it and have said kind words about mom and what was a milestone week for our family. I was a little bit nervous about writing this blog post because my mom and her husband, well, Mike was fine with it, but my mom had to check it out first before I could post it because she needed some editorial control over it. I generally don't operate that way, but since it was about mom, it is about mom, I wanted to make sure that I had all of the deets accurate and that I gave the correct depiction of the events that essentially culminated last week with a major milestone in mom's life. So if you would like to read it, the link is up on my Twitter, and then I'll have Jay throw it up on Facebook in a little bit. But thank you. So many of you, even during a holiday weekend, have already checked it out. And I am one proud daughter. It means the world to me that I can honor my mom in this way. So again, on Twitter or on Facebook. And we're glad to connect with you after hours with Amy Lawrence. We've got a lot to do, a lot to do. And even in the last, 24 hours, there have been some bittersweet moments that I know we'll have to talk about tonight. Not relishing it, but I know it's important that we acknowledge and you can hear the impact of some of the various stories in sports that really transcend what we do here. I say a lot that sports are a microcosm of real life. And thing is, when you have real humans, regardless of whether or not they're multi-million dollar athletes who play on the game's biggest stages or are competing for championships, they're still people, which means they may not have money problems, although some athletes do. I don't think Shohei Ohtani has money problems, but he's got a lot less money, right, because of what happened with him. But that's really underscoring my point. Human beings are humans with the same emotions and family challenges, and they get tired whether or not they're world-class athletes. Again, they don't have the same problems that we do when it comes to, say, money or number of followers on their social media, if you consider that to be a problem. But they do struggle with things like anxiety and depression. And they do have families who, you know, have their own challenges, whether it's family dynamics, whether it's losing people that are close to them. They're humans. And so when one of them is battling depression or battling anxiety and ultimately takes his own life, it's really important, I think, to address and to acknowledge, because that's a message and also that's a reality for many humans who are listening. We know coming out of the pandemic, the number of young people, so teenagers up through like early 20s, who had had suicidal thoughts had increased dramatically. I mean, it's scary to think about. And the more and more that mental health is acknowledged as critically as physical health or spiritual health, financial health, mental health is now more and more prominent a conversation in our society, and that's huge. And so as we talk about a 30-year-old PGA Tour winner who took his own life hours after withdrawing from a tournament in the Dallas area, I think it's Fort Worth, he's engaged to be married. He had seemingly conquered so many of his demons when it came to alcohol, withdraws from a tournament because he's not feeling well, and hours later he's gone. And his family, his parents, his sister, his brother, his fiance, they're left to grieve him and to wonder, how did this happen? That is not a problem unique to Grayson Murray's family. That's a problem that thousands of you listening have either been through yourselves with someone that you love, or you've been in Grayson's shoes where you've battled the depression, the anxiety, the demons. And so it's important to have those conversations. And we will. You'll hear from people who knew him. You'll hear from the last guy he played golf with who could barely speak from sobbing so hard. It's one of those topics, one of those stories that has far-reaching impact beyond what we do here on a radio show. Some other bittersweet news. the reigning National League MVP, has a torn ACL. Gosh, I feel for him. I know he's had some really incredible moments and he's been decorated already. Obviously a World Series champion, but that's a tough blow. No matter how great your season was a year ago, that's a tough blow. And it's a tough blow for the team and the fan base as well. So we'll get to that. It's not quite the same thing, but the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Indiana Pacers, they're both on the verge of being out of the NBA playoffs. Is it possible we could get a pair of sweeps in the conference finals? And you know what's crazy? Easily, with the back and forth of the Wolves-Mavericks series, it could be the other way. Not to mention in the East, where the Celtics will go for the closeout on Memorial Day Monday, the Pacers could be up 2-1. They pooped the bed, if you will, twice. Ugh, it's agonizing when you're that close and you believe and you're confident and you know, and yet you just cannot figure out how to close it out. And you're left to wonder, what if, what if, what if? Oh, that's brutal. But yeah, as close as these series have been, and I think they've been really good so far through six games, we could actually have a pair of sweeps in the conference finals. You want to hear something highly amusing? Well, Jay and I find it highly amusing. And I'm not saying it will happen because the series are not over. But if the Celtics sweep out the Pacers on Monday, they'll be sitting around until June 6th for the start of the NBA Finals. Jay's face. You think they'll have forgotten to play basketball or how to play basketball by then? They might be fat by then.
That's a long time.
Oh my gosh. Monday is May 27th, right? Are you kidding me? They could not play again until, by the way, June 6th is my husband's birthday. Eek. But he doesn't have any idea, nor does he care. Sorry. You're talking about a week and a half. Almost 2 weeks, not quite, but a good week and a half with no games. Okay. Forget like the whole fan experience, which as we've talked about, it's wah, wah, wah. You have all this excitement. And I think you would too, if it's Celtics and Mavericks, you've got some major star power. Oh no, the Celtics fans are going to be waiting for Kyrie Irving like nobody's business. Do you know how badly he's going to get booed in Boston?
Boston hates you.
No, Boston hates you, not me. He's going to get royally booed. He's going to get the public enemy number one treatment. And he's also going to see the finger, your number one, a lot. Oh, man.
Stop mentioning me right now, please.
Well, okay. I mean, okay, but I really, unless you don't want me to talk about the fact that Patrick Mahomes was cheering for you today, courtside in Dallas. So anyways, if it, and I'm not saying it is yet, we're not counting our chickens, but no team has ever come back from an 0-3 deficit to win a seven-game playoff series in the NBA. So that's never happened. So we're either looking at history. Remember, it almost happened last year when the Celtics forced a Game 7 against the Miami Heat in the Eastern Conference Finals. Remember, they dropped the first three. They were on the ropes. They come roaring back. They host Game 7 only to get bludgeoned. And I mean bloodied, bruised, battered, beaten to a pulp. And I think the Celtics had expended so much energy to get to a Game 7 that they just ran out of gas. So here we are talking about two teams in a very similar situation. Jay, what do you think? What are the, I don't love the word odds because it speaks more to betting and we're not betting. What are the chances that one or both of these series actually goes to a Game 7 like we had last year in the East?
Oh, a Game 7. Oh my gosh. I would say very, very low. I wouldn't put it at zero, obviously, of course, but very low.
Yeah, I think so too. Mostly because I think when it comes to the Mavericks and the Celtics too, but their confidence comes from this group the core having been together, and they're assassins right now. And I'm not saying they're invincible or they're going to win anything at all, only that they have done this, been there, done that multiple times now, and their entire goal all season long, forget the regular season. It's just been get us to the NBA Finals. We've got some redemption. We've got work to do. So the Celtics are in a different situation, but the Mavericks, their confidence is sky high right now. No matter what the Wolves throw at them, the best defensive team in the NBA in the regular season. And between Luka and Kyrie and the way that they incorporate everyone else on the team, they just keep coming back in every situation. All three of their wins so far over the Timberwolves have featured comebacks in a variety of forms. But there's a real good chance that the conference finals could be over by Tuesday, which puts us 9 days out from the NBA Finals. And again, I feel like there's star power there with Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown, somehow doesn't make the all NBA team, which is strange. Kyrie, of course, he's a lightning rod. Luka, you want to know what blows me away? And I was thinking about this today because they highlighted it on the TNT broadcast. Luka Doncic turned pro in Slovenia. So not obviously in the NBA because that would be against the rules. He turned pro when he was 13 years old. He was already playing basketball at the international level when he was 13. And then he joined a pro club, again, in Europe, not in the NBA, when he was 16. He's played for the national team. And he got to the NBA when he was, what, 18? 18, 19? He was a teenager. This dude has already played professional basketball for 12 years. And he's 25 years old. That's why he's so good in the clutch. It's one reason. He has been in every pressure-packed, pressure cooker situation that you can possibly imagine as a basketball player. So he's good. And he loves it. Oh, and then when there's Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Hollywood Brown cheering for you courtside. Actually, that was as much fun for me as watching this game. Because another one of these games, really entertaining between the Wolves and the Mavericks. Anthony Edwards had he's 22, so he's still learning. This like explosion in the third quarter puts the Mavericks on the brink and, you know, brings the Wolves all the way back to take the lead after being down double figures again, but then disappears in the fourth quarter. I do say that's one thing that maturity and experience will change about Edwards' game. He'll be more consistent. He will. He's only 22. And so one of the things I loved about this game with the ebbs and the flows is watching Mahomes, because he's a Mavericks fan. Kelce, I think, was along for the ride. He got booed at one point by the fans there in Dallas, which is really funny. I hope that has nothing to do with Taylor Swift. I'm pretty sure she sold out concerts there in Dallas. So
she's in Europe right now, I believe.
She is right now, yeah. But she is, I mean, I know because I've got friends who went to her show in Dallas. And then went again in Houston the following weekend.
That sounds expensive.
And then went to Atlanta 2 weekends after that. Gosh. Yeah. It was some kind of a, I don't know, special like 30-year-old birthday. I don't know, something like that. Anyway, so he got booed by the fans in Dallas, which is really funny. But Patrick Mahomes grew up in Texas. He's a Mavericks fan. And he was on the sidelines. He's pimping himself. He's flexing.
We're here.
He was fun. He was a lot of fun. So anyway, we'll get to the late stages of this one. Also, I don't know what kind of a day you had, but I'm pretty sure it couldn't have been as painful as Derek Lively's day. Call me crazy. Not sure that a direct knee first to the little Mavericks and then to the back of his head wasn't about the most painful 1-2 kick that you can imagine. Oh, poor guy.
Thompson, deep three. That hit the little Mavericks.
Yep.
It was the little Mavericks, to be sure. Poor guy. He was writhing in pain.
Yes, he did.
And we're talking about a direct blow. Reggie Miller. He was attempting to be somewhat tactful in his description of said event, but he was having a hard time. Kevin Harlan just laid out. He really didn't say much during that time. Anyway, I thought the series was great, and I'm looking forward to talking about it with you. Also, we've got so much else. Kyle Larson, his attempt to complete the double-double, starts the Indy 500, then has to decide, do I stay at the Brickyard? Do I go to Charlotte because of a four-hour rain delay? The Rangers go back-to-back with overtime winners, and so they are on the brink. No, brink. No, it's 2-1. 3-1. No, it's 3-1. It's 3-1. They're on the brink as well of moving on to the... It's 2-1?
2-1. Oh, yeah,
okay.
2-1. Yeah.
All right, Amy, stop making things up. The Rangers getting closer to the conference final championship, to the conference championship, as they are... They've got to be giving the Florida Panthers nightmares about these overtime goals. And we've got a lot of other stuff that we'll throw into. I doubt we're going to get to everything. People tell me working on holidays is no fun. What are you talking about? It's amazing to be here with you. I'd love for you to find me on Twitter, A-Law Radio, and also on our Facebook page. And if you have a loved one, whether a family member or a friend who gave his or her life in service to our country, we would love to honor them on Memorial Day along with you. So whether you send a name, a rank, a date, a photo, we always share those on our show Twitter at Amy After Hours or on our Facebook page. And that's what Memorial Day is all about, is remembering those who made the ultimate sacrifice. Veterans Day comes up in November. We can honor those who are still serving or did serve. But this Memorial Day is about those we've lost. I'm not sure if you watched any of the Coca-Cola 600 in Charlotte on Sunday evening, but each of the starting vehicles in the race had the name of a soldier or a sailor, someone who gave his or her life in the line of serving as military men and women in the line of duty. And I know the families left behind. This is tough. Memorial Day can be tough. And so we want to honor them with you again on Twitter or on Facebook. We're happy to share those. Thanks for joining us on this Sunday night, heading into a Monday morning. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on the Infinity Sports Network.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
To his left, it's Mike wide open on the three, and he buries it.
He was not even guarded.
Mike Conley has four threes in this game. Three of them have come in the second half. 90-89. The Timberwolves take their first lead of the fourth quarter. 97-96. Nas turns the corner down the lane and slams it through with a right hand. The feed by K.A. Nas, the flush, and the Wolves are up. Ant looking for the step back three. Good pump fake. Now swings it far side. Anderson's got to run it up at the buzzer and hits it. Off the 1 foot, he caught it and pushed it up. From 18 feet out of the right side, what a play by Kyle Anderson. 104-102, it's a two-point Wolves lead.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
True to form, the Minnesota Timberwolves rallied from an earlier 12-point deficit, and because of Anthony Edwards, they actually took the lead in the fourth quarter, early in the fourth quarter. Alan Horton with the calls on the Timberwolves radio network. This is a series similar to the East where you could easily see the other team being up 3-0 or the Wolves having a 2-1 lead now. But there are some very clear delineations and differences between these two teams, Minnesota and Dallas. Both have superstars. Both have highly paid players. The Mavericks have a little more experience from 2 years ago. A Kyrie who hit a game-winning shot in the NBA Finals, Game 7, going back, 8 years ago? And you've got a Luka who's been a pro basketball player since he was 13, so this is no big thing, though he desperately wants to get to the NBA Finals. The last time the Mavericks were in the Finals, well, you know, Dirk Nowitzki was the star against the Miami Heat. And that was actually a championship for Dallas that I think caught a lot of people off guard. Most people had picked the Heat to win that series. And at the time, Dirk was maybe the only real superstar there. Jason Kidd was on that team. And now you've got a team with two superstars who have found a symbiotic relationship that not only is terrific for them. Kyrie generally tends to excel early. Luka is the closer. But how about them raising the level of play of every other guy around them? So that's one big advantage. But I didn't love the way that Dallas was playing in the midsection of this game. Kind of felt lackadaisical to me. Like, hey, we're just out here kicking it. Enjoying the crowd, it didn't seem like there was a killer instinct or a real sense of urgency. I didn't love it. I felt like they settled for some threes, too many threes. And when the Wolves were coming back, of course, Anthony Edwards gets a lot of credit for his shot making. Man, a thunderous dunk driving in from the left side. Another one of those where I thought he might dislocate a finger, hit his head on the rim. I mean, he's got some hops. He's so explosive. But I didn't love the way that the Mavs just kind of, all right, we'll get to it when we get to it. Better late than never. I didn't feel like the Mavericks really had a sense of urgency, and maybe they didn't. But I do know that when it was absolutely necessary, and they had no choice left if they were going to win this game, they were able to find that gear, find that sense of urgency, and make a run. So as the Wolves are fighting tooth and nail there early in the fourth quarter, you've got the Mavericks, again, especially with Luka leading the charge, setting up teammates, finding the seams, drawing the defense. It was really impressive to see their late 14-3 run in game three.
Able to get it to Washington. He'll drive left to right. Over the top. Kyrie against Edwards. Right to left. With the left hand. Scores it to tie the game at 104. They pass left. Irving extra pass. Washington left corner three. That's his spot. Standing on business is P.J. Washington to put the Mavericks up 107 to 104. 3.5 to go. Luka to his right, into the lane, spinning, fading from 15. He hits as he hits the floor. 109-105. 2:15 remaining. Doncic with 33. 10 to shoot. Gafford screen left. Luka goes that way. Luka keeps the dribble on the stop and go. Up top for Gafford. That throws it down. What a play by Doncic.
That's the voice of Chuck Cooperstein on Mavericks Radio. That particular play, the alley-oop, and this is something the Mavericks excel in. We've seen it a ton during this postseason. The alley-oop from Luka, who's wrong-footed. He throws the ball up on one foot. It gets hammered home. And in that moment, the crowd goes wild. No more so than Patrick Mahomes, who's flexing both arms on the sidelines. It was tremendous. Oh my gosh, I really enjoyed watching the way the crowd reacted, but certainly the way that Mahomes was into it.
Let's go!
It just makes me laugh because isn't that what people do when they watch him play? And here he is like a kid watching the Mavericks play, and they reward him with this 14-3 stretch.
That was sweet.
So it starts with the P.J. Washington triple, and there were about 3.5 minutes to go. It broke a tie. That triple, by the way, got him a high five from one Patrick Mahomes. Well, that's what you get when you play in front of Pat and you do something magical. Yeah, it was pretty cool. And once I figured out where they were, they're courtside in the corner, Mahomes and Kelce and Hollywood Brown. Well, then I couldn't stop watching them because he's so demonstrative. It was a lot of fun. The game is being replayed right now on TNT. Final 4 minutes. The best of Mavericks basketball, says PJ Washington.
We don't feel like we're underdogs to anybody. We just try to come out and play our game and just make the right decisions each and every time, and the game will go our way. So we just try to be aggressive and just play great Mavs basketball.
Yeah, he spurred that 14-3 spurt, run with about 3.5 left. His triple that broke the tie. And from there, it was like the Mavericks were unleashed. Both Luka and Kyrie with 33 points apiece. And Luka told a little tale about Kyrie Irving and what he is learning from his point guard.
Just right now, we were winning by 9. My last possession, I told him, I'm tired of shit. He told me that's the way it's supposed to be, you know. And just he brought that calmness to our team, to me, the maturity. And it's been unbelievable to have him on our team. Just learning from him every day, positive energy always. So just a blessing having him on our team.
It's so interesting to think about this Kyrie. The Kyrie that Luka's talking about certainly isn't the one that many Boston teammates feel like they got, or the one that the Nets got. But here we go. They love Kyrie, and he could, just saying, he could have a shot at another NBA title if they can take care of business in the Western Conference Finals. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. So 33 each for them, and they're on the cusp. Again, Kyrie has been in this place before.
I feel like we're both born for this, if you ask me. But you know, it's just basketball, man. It's you know, you got to give the game what it needs at times, and I felt like in that fourth quarter we had a good run going, and those guys were you know, pressuring the basketball up the floor. When we got into the paint, I felt like we just had to convert, get a few stops. We were playing back and forth game for a little bit with them, but I had confidence in our guys when we got stops in that fourth quarter and we got on transition. We just had to continue to push and get some easy ones. And then down the stretch, that's where we make our money, man.
Locked into the game for sure. But also the trust that we have with our quarterbacks. When you talk about Luka and Kai being able to make the right decisions. And I thought those guys did a great job with the pace in the fourth of being able to run when we got the miss or rebound.
Yeah, it was tremendous. Once they stopped turning the ball over, they were aggressive and they were attacking and they were forcing the issue. They can be a team that can hurt you a variety of ways. Now we know when they get two-dimensional, then it becomes a problem. But in this game, you've got contributions from all over the place, which is what I appreciate. And that's actually something that we heard from Kyle Anderson of the Minnesota Timberwolves. It's like, hey, this isn't a two-man show.
And when you get Derek Jones and P.J. Washington and, you know, a lot of those other guys playing as well as they did, they're tough to beat. So just got to figure out a way to slow both of them down and, you know, Luka and Kyrie and, you know, as well as those other guys, too. You know, they can't all play well like that. You know, we have to pick and choose, and that's what we're going to do game four.
Chris Finch, he's beating the same old drum. You'll hear from him coming up. And Anthony Edwards, what happened in the fourth quarter when those shots just didn't drop? Only 4 points for him with the game hanging in the balance. By the way, after the game, I did not see Mahomes in the belly of the arena, but Travis Kelce was there as Luka Doncic was coming through from the court following his postgame interviews to the Dallas Mavericks locker room. He hears Travis, sees him over on the side. So there's a rope there for family and friends, people who are able to get the passes to get underneath the stadium. Again, usually it's family and friends have done this before. Sometimes media, but not always. For the most part, it's people who are going to be waiting for their guys to come out of the locker rooms, right? And so Luka walks through, and there's a roped-off area where people have to stand behind. And then Travis Kelce, of course, is a few steps inside the ropes because ropes don't hold
you
Travis.
You gotta fight!
And he gets Luka's attention, and Luka walks right over to him, and someone caught it on camera phone, of course, because there's always someone with a camera phone. Anyway, it was kind of a neat moment. I don't know if they knew each other beforehand or Travis just wanted to say, yo, from one high-class, always-performing MF-er to another. That's kind of the idea. It's like you're in an elite class, an elite club, if you can do that at the highest level. On Twitter, at Amy After Hours, that's our show account, or on our Facebook page, we've given you a spot where we would love to hear from you, and honor those that you love who served and who gave their lives in their service to our country. That's what we will remember, and those are the ones we'll honor on this Memorial Day.
You are listening to the...
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch's sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.
After Hours Podcast.
Kyrie will dribble this one out. The horn's going to sound here at the American Airlines Center. The Dallas Mavericks win their third straight clutch time game. They out-execute the Wolves down the stretch, And they now have a commanding 3-0 series lead in this Western Conference Finals.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
On Timberwolves Radio, it's easy to see how this could have been different if the Wolves could take care of business. And that's something that Chris Finch has hammered over and over again. They're so close and yet still on the verge of being swept by Dallas.
The whole series, we've struggled to close games. You know, these three-minute games that we're playing, we're losing them. And, you know, it starts with a kind of a mental breakdown on a left corner three by Washington when the game's tied, you know, and that gives them just enough breathing room. And, you know, then we didn't execute very well. We didn't find the open guy very well down the stretch.
Part of the issue is you've got two stars in Karl Anthony Towns and Anthony Edwards who, when together, pack a wallop. They can be like Kyrie and Luka, except Towns didn't score and didn't hit a field goal until late in the second quarter as the Mavs are going up by 12. Now, ultimately, Ant's magic act in the third quarter with all of his death-defying drives to the hoop and his incredible athleticism, that brought the Timberwolves back. But if you get what you expect from Cat, then maybe you're not in the 12-point hole in the first place. And I think it's clear that he's working hard, but there's no doubt that his spotty inconsistency on offense has really hurt them. And Kat's trying to stay positive. He's trying to stay upbeat. But he was, I think, 0-for-9 from the floor before he made a shot. He did finish with a double-double. But he was also 0-for-8 from beyond the arc.
I'm putting up to 1,500 shots a day. And shot so well all playoffs, confidence extremely high. And to be having these unfortunate bounces and these looks that are just not going in, it's tough. It's tough for sure. You know, I'm glad. Confidence-wise, I just got to keep shooting.
Yeah, and according to Chris Finch, it's tough to watch. It's hard to watch at times when when Kat is struggling. And now here are the Wolves who've used this formula. Rudy Gobert, Karl Anthony Towns, spearheading the defense in the middle. They've had the best defensive team, hard-nosed, aggressive, physical on D. And they did force a bunch of turnovers by the Mavericks in that third quarter. But here you've got back-to-back games by Kat where he's either a liability on the court in the late stages or Finch has to consider other options. He's scoreless in the fourth quarter. Missed three threes and did not have a point in the fourth quarter. And once again, the Mavericks rally with that late 14-3 scoring stretch. Edwards, he wasn't a whole lot better. He only had 4 points in the final quarter.
We had a couple good looks. Missed them. The ball got stuck a couple times in my hands, you know. Got to get off of it a little bit more, but yeah, we'll be all right.
Of course he's learning. My God, you know, he's 22 years old, Western Conference Finals, got a lot on his shoulders, and we expect a lot out of him. But yeah, this is what it is. This is a learning experience for him. But we're trying to win basketball games too. So and just in general, you know, we'll look at the plays that we did and didn't make down the stretch. And there just was some sloppy execution there too. I thought, you know, in a few sets coming out of timeout. So we gotta be better.
Chris Finch is frustrated, understandably. And there's a lot of what-ifs about this series. I suppose if misery loves company, then the Wolves can feel some solace in knowing the Pacers are having the exact same nightmares. So the next hour, maybe, or maybe the hour after that, we'll get you set for what could be a closeout game on Memorial Day Monday as the Celtics have the Pacers on the brink in the great state of Indiana. So that could potentially mean a week plus where the Celtics are idle. Now, guys are banged up, of course. What does this mean about Kristaps Porzingis? And then it becomes, if that is the case, where they sweep, it becomes, I think, paramount for the Mavericks to get their rear ends to the NBA Finals, too, without having their series go longer than necessary because the Celtics are sitting around maxing, relaxing. On Twitter, at A-Law Radio, also on our Facebook page, we do have a post up where you can respond with a name, a photo, a memory of a loved one, whether family or friend, who paid the ultimate sacrifice in serving our country, which is what we are supposed to be thinking about and remembering on Memorial Day. So again, on either of our social media, you have an opportunity where you can share someone that mattered to you that you still want to remember. Our phone number is 855-212-4227. Coming up, a very emotional weekend for the members of the PGA Tour. Not to mention Jim Nantz, who had to make the tragic announcement and also read a letter from a golfer's parents. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Tired of sifting through countless supplements? Unsure of what's actually effective? Introducing Legion, the choice of over 800,000 discerning fitness enthusiasts. With all-natural products, clinically effective ingredients, doses, and hassle-free money-back guarantee, you can achieve your fitness goals without the unnecessary guesswork. Say goodbye to wasted efforts and hello to results with Legion. You don't need supplements to build muscle, lose fat, or get healthy, but the right ones can help. Visit LegionAthletics.com. Go to LegionAthletics.com to get 20% off your order now.
Welcome to Nada Yada Island.
This season on Nada Yada Island.
When we were new, they spoiled me. They even gave me a phone. But then, it's like I didn't exist.
Don't take Yada Yada from your wireless carrier. Now with Metro, get that new customer feeling again and again. Introducing Metro Flex. Free 5G phones when you join, same deals as new customers when you stay. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Just bring your number and ID and sign up for an eligible plan. After 12 months, trade in and get our best deals on select devices.
The wait is over. That's right. Season 5 of The Kardashians is here. Just when you thought life couldn't get any faster, they're punching it into overdrive. Kris, Kourtney, Kim, Khloe, Kendall, and Kylie are back and continue to defy expectations in all their endeavors. So, get ready to go behind the glitz and glamour of the most iconic family on television. The all-new season of The Kardashians is now streaming on Hulu.